For CRI News, I'm Sophie Williams. Typhoon Soldalor has left four people dead and forced 181,000 to evacuate in East China's Anhui province. More than 550,000 people and 19,600 hectares of crops in 10 cities were affected by the typhoon. Some 562 houses collapsed and another 1,194 were damaged. The typhoon left 14 people dead and another four missing in neighboring Zhejiang province as of Sunday afternoon. Estimates suggest the storm has caused some 4 billion yuan worth of damage. China and the United States will send senior officials to each other's countries in preparation for Chinese President Xi Jinping's state visit to the United States. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson Liu Kang said today several senior U.S. officials will visit China in August and September. Meanwhile, some senior Chinese officials will visit the U.S. to pave the way for Xi's upcoming visit in September, which is at the invitation of his counterpart Barack Obama. Two unknown attackers have opened fire at the U.S. consulate in Istanbul, the largest city in Turkey. Turkish media reports said nobody was hurt in the attack, which took place on Monday, and the two attackers escaped. The attack came hours after a car bombing in front of a police station in the city. The suicide attacker is believed to be dead. Two attackers and one police officer died during the clashes shortly after the explosion on early Monday morning. 10 people were injured, including 5 policemen. Heavy security measures have been put in place in the area. Armed vehicles have been patrolling the district. The attacks came as Turkey has been intensifying its operations against IS militants, a move following a suspected IS suicide bombing that killed 32 people in border town Saruk on July 20th. Former Japanese Prime Minister Naoto Kan has joined protesters rallying against the planned restart of the Sendai nuclear power plant. The nuclear plant is scheduled to restart on Tuesday. It will be the first nuclear reactor to go online after the earthquake and tsunami crippled the Fukushima nuclear power plant in 2011, spewing radiation into the air and leaving thousands displaced. Protesters are questioning whether any lessons have been learned from Fukushima. All of more than 40 reactors in the country are now offline for repairs or safety inspections. A police chief has confirmed that a man who opened fire on officers in Ferguson, Missouri, is being treated in hospital for gunshot wounds. The man opened fire during a demonstration to mark the one-year anniversary of the fatal shooting of 18-year-old Michael Brown. He was struck down when officers returned fire. Missouri police say he is in a critical, unstable condition and is undergoing surgery. When the march was interrupted by gunfire, protesters fled in multiple directions, hiding behind cars and taking cover in buildings. It is being reported that 7 countries are now on the brink of bankruptcy, including Argentina, Belarus and Jamaica. The latest Moody Investors Service has rated 7 countries CAA1 or worse, meaning they are at risk of default. Among them, Ukraine had the lowest credit rating by Moody's, followed by Greece and Venezuela. Apart from the 7 countries, Puerto Rico has defaulted on its $58 million debt repayment over the weekend. This was said to be the first time in the country's history. At least 11 people have been killed and 50 more injured following a stampede at a temple in eastern India. The deadly stampede took place early on Monday morning when tens of thousands of Hindu devotees arrived at the town to offer prayers and holy water to Hindu god Shiva at the temple there. All the injured have been admitted to hospital for treatment. South Korea's military is pointing the finger at North Korea for a landmine explosion last week which left 2 of its soldiers badly injured. A leading South Korean military official says their investigation suggests North Korean forces illegally violated the military line of demarcation to plant the explosive device. The 2 South Korean soldiers were badly injured after the mine went off while they were patrolling the South Korean portion of the demilitarized zone. The DMZ created after the armistice which ended the fighting in the Korean War in 1953 is one of the most heavily mined areas in the world. Those were your latest headlines for CRI News. I'm Sophie Williams.